We're back to Neil Haley, so I'm excited to welcome first my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series and owner of Seniors Publishing. How are you, Paul? And I know you're excited about our guest today.
Good, I am, and we have Sasha here, who is basically does everything in the writing area. She's an author, copywriter, blogger, and she's going to tell us all about all the other things that she does. It's going to be really exciting.
How are you?
Oh, great. Yeah, kind of compelled to write. The last 13 years, I got, Hollywood was tough raising kids on your own. I'm a born screenplay writer, it's very visual. So I switched gears to mental health journalism. That's kind of a long story. But anyhow, my most recent work was kind of two books combined into one. It was a memoir, and then I worked with some editors, and I had another project which was called Depression Zappers. And so I combined the two into Intact, Untangle the Web of Bipolar Depression, Addiction, and Trauma. Came out in 2021 during the pandemic. I didn't really promote it, finished the audiobook this year. And then got this idea, which I hadn't had before, was like, you know what, who I'd really like to have this the most are people entering the mental health profession. So I'm just started working on some lessons to pitch psychology and social work professors to use it as a supplemental text. So like circadian rhythms, treatments for bipolar, the pharmacology, all these different aspects. And what I hope to achieve, I mean, my story is really compelling. It's really young adult years. I was hospitalized 7 times. And looking back, I feel it was really all unnecessary. Not that I didn't get sick enough to warrant being hospitalized, but how I got to that point. And just since then, you know, I first graduated with a degree in journalism, and my last hospitalization was at Bellevue Hospital in New York, where I'm from, but I was just visiting. I lived in California at that point. And what bothers me to this day is the randomness of it. The randomness that social worker tricked me into that hospital. And for the first time, I got treatment that helped me and has kept me out of the hospital ever since. And that was wraparound treatment. And also I had an eating disorder since my mom died when I was 3, since the age of 4. So you have that addictive personality with all the medications, some of them highly addictive. I became a drug addict. And I never was informed about the seasonality of it, that sleep was a factor. I would try and cut back on sports to have more time to study. And that was the worst possible thing. And then when you do the research, you see, well, since the 1950s, it was established, this is before my time, that exercise is the most effective treatment for mild to moderate depression. So I really feel like I want, it's what also turned out to be part of it that, again, by accident, I kind of got treatment for was, even though I was a top student in high school, top on the SATs and all that, I mean, top 1%, but I have a little ADD and also a little dyslexia, not for reading, but for directionality. So I was going into majors where I was getting A's and F's. And I wanted to be a doctor. So when you see that disappearing, that's depressing. And I've also worked as a teacher the last 5 years, and when I was much younger, and I worked elementary, so I didn't have the same insights. But as a high school teacher, we've taken away almost all the hands-on activities. We don't really tell them about careers. In the district I work in, they have health in 7th, but no longer in 10th grade. And then they used to have some career research. So if you come from trauma, as I did, when you see like a path to financial independence and a community, which is, work, that's a tremendous incentive. It doesn't take, you still need trauma-informed therapy, might still need medication, whatever, but it's huge. And that's one of the things Bellevue gave me at the time. Wow. I got trained to on, it was called Office of the Future. It was for anyone on public, whether it was unemployment or I was on disability for a year and a half. And I was able to get a really good secretarial job. And at the time, that was huge because it gave me independence. And I incorporated those skills into every job I've had since then.
Wow. So basically, the goal with your books is to really get out about how mental health needs to be addressed more, it sounds like, right?
Addressed more integratively, and that education is a huge part. Dirty Jobs founder, Mike Rowe, right? He has a website. He gives scholarships away for trades. And he has a quote, which I should have it memorized, but I always botch it. But it's basically we're, you know, throwing money for, you know, loans and that never pay off when there are jobs that are going unfilled that pay well.
Right.
And that, and, you know, I see some of these kids because you have their IEP and everything. And especially boys with ADD, like by the time they're upper teens, it's like they just can't sit that long, but they also have the ability to hyper-focus. So if you can, I've seen kids just the light goes on and they just like can spend hours and hours, you know, building something or working on something. But for the traditional curriculum, it's just not happening.
Right. So you have to get that word out specifically. So what do you think that overall mission for you is? Tell me, Sasha, your overall mission.
To demystify. Well, my thing is mood disorders. Schizophrenia is more complex, a little too complex for me, but some of it applies. Demystify. I had an eating disorder. If I go on crash diets, I have a joke, you know, if I'm one low blood sugar away from talking to the clouds and having them talk back to me, like, you know, so it's a complex equation. And sometimes nutrition's a big part. It just really depends, but it's not just medication and therapy, although those are critical. And as far as therapy, there's all these different kinds of research-based therapies like DBT for bipolar. It's interpersonal social rhythm therapy, which incorporates learning about circadian rhythms, you know, adjusting your lifestyle. And then also what is triggering these shifts? Like what are the interpersonal things that are throwing you off? And really effective, like it's just, you know, just more targeted therapy and understanding that there's many parts to it and that it's dramatic. I mean, my story, I went from,
such a tremendous mission. And I really appreciate Sasha getting on this program. I'm definitely looking to have you maybe on Women CEO and Reflection as well, one of the podcasts I do for one of my clients, and I have other opportunities for you. But where can we find information on you, Sasha? Where's the best place?
Well, my website is currently, we're redoing it, but it's up, driventotellstories.com. And along with this, I'm back to writing fiction. I'm writing short stories. I got one published last year and made in Los Angeles, Volume 4. And they're all sports related, but they're the weird, quirky angles because youth sports has been so monetized, and there's just a lot of quirky angles, and I've lived it. And I, you know, I start off as a dancer, so I really relate to the movement. But I'm just, it's something that the story that got published last year, I wrote 20 years ago. So I had this project 20 years in my head.
20 years in the making. No problem, for sure. Appreciate it, Sasha. Thanks again. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.